This is what Biggie and my wife have in common. Yesterday, we brought you these twins. The twins from Australia who were involved or witnesses to a carjacking. They were traveling with their mother. Now, these twins are in their 50s. And somebody got into an accident in front of them. Their mom, in her 80s, walked up to try to help. And the guy pulled a gun on her and then stole the car he had crashed into. So it was a terrible crime. No serious injuries. But the twins, when they described it, spoke in unison.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum. He went up there and
he was coming back down towards us.
And he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound. And I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there. But apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood
all over his face. And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
Now, when we played this yesterday, Biggie said, I can never hear that again. This is awful.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
I got home, and my wife said, those twins are the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. That is awful.
For Kelly and myself, I think it was the first time we'd ever heard them.
Yeah.
And apparently we had a caller tell us that they've been on TLC before.
Mm-hmm.
And the caller sort of hinted that. My takeaway was that these two twins kind of play it up.
Do it intentionally.
They do it intentionally.
Well, they were on Jimmy Kimmel last night. And they didn't bring that up about being on TLC. He basically had a conversation with them and said, I think this is great.
Did they do it again?
Well, here's the conversation between Jimmy Kimmel and those twins.
Joining us now from Queensland, Australia, Bridget and Paula Powers. Hello, Bridget and Paula.
You really are twins.
How is your mother?
Our mum is doing great. Yes. And you know what? She said she's doing fine because she had seven kids.
Well, you've caused quite a commotion with this video. When did you become aware that you had delighted the globe?
Well, when we heard from your show.
This seems like a comedy bit, but I know it's not. Do you speak in tandem on purpose?
No. This is us. And that's how we are. We know that we annoy a lot of people out there, but you know what? If they can't stand hearing us talk how we do, they can just simply turn off the TV.
Hey, I love it. I don't find it annoying at all.
Every time this plays, I look at Big. I can see him. And
is he wincing?
He mimes a gun to his temple.
It is the worst sound to me.
Yesterday, he literally opened his mouth.
Yeah. Blew over the roof off the head.
Yeah.
He did that whole thing where he's like, where like the brains are coming out of the back.
You know how people hear certain sounds and it just drives them nuts?
Yeah, like nails on a chalkboard.
I can handle most things. Those two talking.
It's the worst.
Yes. And I will tell you this. This is an update as well. Mm-hmm. I got an email from a very angry man who is basically saying what the caller said yesterday is not true.
Refuting it.
Yes. These two never had a TLC show. They're different. Mm-hmm. And they have never had boob jobs.
Well.
Wait, what?
I guess they mentioned that they had a boob job.
The caller
on the
did
show.
Bring that up. Yes.
You know what else the caller said was that they are married to the same man. And
correct.
They're talking about getting pregnant. But they're in their 50s. So they wouldn't be talking about getting pregnant.
It's a different...
I think she's got him confused.
Mm-hmm. It's a different pair of Australian twins, apparently, that has the show.
Yeah. Well, Kimmel did not bring it up.
Okay.
And now when I hear that, now yesterday when they did the description of the crime, I thought, well, they just do this on purpose. They're playing that up. But with Kimmel, you can't know exactly what his questions are going to be unless
they did.
You think they told?
I think they had their answers prepared.
You do. You think they were told the questions in advance?
Well, I mean, I think they sort of knew where they were going to go. Mm-hmm. Nothing is unscripted on late night TV.
Is that true? Don't you think? Well, I felt like when they had somebody on who's not a celebrity, but, you know.
An ordinary person?
Yeah. I never think it is scripted. I don't think they have the Q&A in front of them. Obviously, you're going to ask about that.
I'm sure their producer said, Jimmy's going to ask you, when did you know you were going to go viral?
Yeah.
Is this the first time? Do you always talk like this?
Right, yeah.
It's an act?
Of course.
I
got those questions in advance. Yeah. But I always felt like when Johnny Carson used to have the man on the street, the real person on, that it was.
That was more, to me, that seemed like an actual conversation.
I agree. Off the cuff conversation.
Yes. But everything now is just regimented. Everything is, you know,
yeah.
Whoever the guest is tells a wacky story to the producer backstage, then the host has to bring it up organically, quote unquote.
I think,
and that, then the guest tells the story.
Don't you think that's? I think that's where it's lost its magic. You know, it's the other day. Well, it was Dave Letterman's birthday, and I was saying I think Johnny Carson and David Letterman are 1 and 1A in late night hosts, and BB Shea and Biggie were saying, yeah, they're not the same. I agree. I think it's all so scripted and regimented.
It's, yeah, it's become a product. If you know, you can still see people having unscripted conversations, podcasts.
Right.
I mean, they do those.
Right.
Things.
Right.
Many of them have their own.
But you know. I remember Johnny Carson told a story once about how Bob Hope, the most powerful person at NBC was Bob Hope. Johnny Carson was second in the 70s, 80s. And so anytime Bob Hope wanted to come on, he got to come on. And it would make Johnny Carson mad because Carson was like, I'm the guy here, you know.
And just as a fun fact, Hope was never scheduled. He always walked on.
In, right.
He just surprised them, quote unquote, right. by walking onto the set.
But really, it was pre-known that Hope was going to be there.
Backstage.
And in fact, backstage.
I'm going to walk on after 10 minutes.
And Johnny would have to give the questions to Hope ahead of time that he was going to ask. And Johnny
He always had one-liners.
He had one-liners. And a couple of times, Hope would do the joke before Johnny asked the question. And he was like, you're killing us here. You are, you know, I didn't even set it.
Those two have to know comedy.
Of course.
They have to.
Of course.
They knew it backward and forward.
But Johnny Carson said that Hope in his later years was so bad that before Johnny could set up the joke, Hope would deliver the punchline and it didn't make any sense to the audience because Hope, Johnny had not done it yet, you know.
It's like going to bed with Richard Nixon.
What?
Why did you just say that?
Exactly. That was the problem. And Carson, I haven't asked you that question. It was a real turnoff for him. And then one time.
And 10 people followed Dolly Parton down the street.
What? Wait.
Is he just rambling?
It doesn't work.
The cue card.
You need the setup.
I haven't read the cue card yet, you know. And one time, Carson was watching a Bob Hope special, and Hope apparently wasn't getting any real laughs from the audience, so they put in a laugh track from The Tonight Show. They took the laughs from when Carson had done his monologue, and you could hear Ed McMahon going, ho, 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 over in the side. And Carson called the people at NBC and said, God, why? He was so mad that they used his laugh track, the laughs from The Tonight Show.